Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that engages us this morning is from the Old Testament lesson just read, specifically Isaiah 25, verse 6. On this mountain, Yahweh Tzevaoth will prepare a feast. This is our text. The party's over. It can mean it's 2 a.m., and I've got systems 2 and 6 hours. And everybody else is leaving, and besides, my wife is probably still up waiting for me. And in addition to all of this, you're all out of eats and drinks. Yep, sure enough, this party's over. Or the party's over can mean it's all over. The fat lady has sung. Mighty Casey has struck out. It's this second sense of the term, the party's over, that coincides with the immediate context of this morning's Old Testament lesson. The context being Isaiah 24. Hear the word of Yahweh from Isaiah 24, verses 8 and 9. The gaiety of the tambourines is stilled. The noise of the revelers is stopped. The joyful harp is silenced. No longer do they drink wine with the song, which when being interpreted all means, this party's over. And yet after this cosmic judgment of Isaiah 24 comes the words of our text in Isaiah 25. On this mountain, Yahweh Tzevaoth will prepare a feast. Cosmic judgment will give way to cosmic mercy. Fasting will give way to the feast, and God's people will drink wine again with a song. Why? Isaiah says, on this same mountain, Yahweh will swallow up death forever. It's during this joyful Easter tide that we celebrate that Yahweh has done just that. You see, there is nothing dead about our Jesus. John 1, verse 4. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. John 6, 35. I am the bread of life. John 6, 66. You have the words of eternal life. John 10, 10, I have come that you may have life. John 11, 25, I am the resurrection and the life. John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Climactically, Paul throws a triumphant fist toward the sky and says, death has been swallowed up in victory. Far from being over, this party has just begun. And make no mistake about this either. Jesus of Nazareth is the life of this party. He's not some fable or fairy tale that we've made up inside our head. No, he's God the Son. He's risen from the dead. So on this mountain, Yahweh Tzevaoth will prepare a feast. Brothers and sisters, it's time to drink wine again with a song. Now, with any feast, celebration, grand event, certain questions arise, like, who's invited? Isaiah in chapter 25, verses 6 through 9, is at great pains to indicate that all people are invited. Two times he uses the phrase, all people. Then he says, all nations, then all faces, then all the earth. Note the sequence. All people invites all ethnic groups. All nations invites all political groups. All faces invites all people, and just in case we don't get it, he uses the phrase, all the earth. All are invited to the feast. John Carlson is a Lutheran pastor in Minnesota. In the small community that he serves, he noticed that every year during the senior prom, only certain kids were invited. The popular, the preppy, the powerful. It was these people who were invited to the party. So Carson came up for another party. This would be a party for kids who couldn't get a date because they weren't all state. They felt second rate. And so now this is the biggest event in this small community every year in Minnesota. Pastor Carlson calls it what? The reject prom. Been rejected lately? Told you don't belong? Feeling second rate? Do you know about parental rejection? Partner rejection? Peer rejection? Some of us know about parishioner rejection. Do you know about deep running personal rejection? For this feast, all are invited. But how shall I appear? Isaiah says this, come just as you are. You say, I looked at myself in the mirror this morning and my face bears the marks of worry and anxiety. My lips are dirty from slander and accusation. My right pointing finger, my index finger on my right hand continue to be in this accusatory position toward brothers and sisters. My eyes are filled with lust. My feet take me to places of shame and disgrace. What do you mean, come as you are? I'm a spiritual mess. Well, so was Israel of Isaiah's day. Chapter 1, verse 6. From the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness in you. So ashamed were these people of how they looked that our lesson says they covered their faces and heads with shrouds and sheets. But come, just as you are. Luke 15, 22, what a verse. Get the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger. Put sandals on his feet. This son of mine was dead, but now he's alive. He's lost, but now he's found. Let's have a feast and celebrate. You see, it's the Father who provides the proper attire. White baptismal robes washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. So come, just as you are. What about gifts? No gifts, please. Let me explain it this way. I love being a pastor in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, because for many reasons, we had a lot of great things going, but chief of those ministries was this, our potluck ministry. We had potlucks down to a theological art. You know the drill. You bring the salad, she'll bring the dessert, make that pecan pie if I'm the pastor. I'll bring the chips, but in Broken Arrow, make sure Robert Buffington brings the main course. Robert Buffington, what an awesome cook! But for this feast, we can bring nothing. Yahweh Tzebaoth will prepare. He will remove. He will wipe away. He will swallow up. You see, he does it all. Luke 14, 17. At the time of the great banquet, he sent his servants to those who had been invited. Come, for everything is now ready. It's all prepared. It's all ready. All the gifts are on the table. And these gifts were purchased by someone else at a high price. mocking and spitting and bleeding and scourging and sighing and dying, but he lives to give the gifts. Isaiah puts it this way. It's a feast of rich food, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. Real body and real blood for real sin and real hurt and real emptiness. We get all the gifts of the resurrection. Washing, cleansing, filling, living forever. No gifts, please. They're all provided. Well, finally, with any celebration, there's an RSVP. Check your Palm Pilot. Look at your calendar. Can you make it or not? So in love is our God with each one of us. He gives us the words with which to respond with. Isaiah 25, verse 9. Surely on that day they will say, this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. That day, brothers and sisters, is just now. With Sanctus and Verba and Agnus Dei, this celebration begins. And with the final trumpet call, it will be brought to consummation in the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which will have no end. Brothers and sisters, it's time to drink wine again with this song. The feast is ready. Come to the feasts, the good and the bad, come and be glad, greatest and least, come to this feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.